Joining us on the telephone this morning, Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing well. Glad to have you with us today. And let's start here. First of all, last week you went on a little clandestine mission, and I saw a couple of pictures, so I guess you can maybe talk to us about where you went.
Yeah, I went to Iraq up in the Kurdistan region, visited with the Peshmerga, the military force of the Kurds, which are great warriors and have fought, you know, side by side with our American men and women, and just great people, great allies for the Americans. A little bit of a different part of Iraq than Baghdad, but still, you know, very volatile. I was, you know, on the front lines with ISIS with the Peshmerga. I was, you know, well protected. I was never in any danger, but it's still a very, very hot and contested area in that area. And I was also honored to be able to go to some refugee camps. So there are over 1 million refugees in that one region of Iraq that I was in. And just to put that in perspective, three of the camps, just right around the town of Kirkuk, they had 24,000 babies born last year. And people don't realize that, you know, these are entire cities within countries that are a hotbed of activity for recruiting some bad people. So the terrorists are there, or recruiting, trying to get the men to come fight. So it's an area that we have to be very cognizant of, be very aware of, and you know, help the refugees out when we can.
Well, speaking of refugees, people seeking refuge from this storm that unfortunately has dropped, you know, 5 feet of rain over in parts of Texas, and now about 3 feet of rain in many places in Louisiana. What's the latest you're hearing on the storm, and how did it affect your district?
Well, it affects us in so many ways. Right now, as you see, it's pretty much centered over Alexandria, and I talked to some people there earlier this morning, and they're getting some heavy rain, even as we talk. On the agricultural front, the crops are taking a huge hit, and it's going to be an economic problem, and if not an economic disaster. Up in the 5th District, you've got cotton that is trying to open. You'll get what we call mole rot. The cotton that's already open will be damaged and won't be near as good a grade. Got soybeans in the field that you know, will rot if the farmers can't get them out. So from the agricultural end, it's going to be a large issue from certainly our cities like Monroe and Alexandria, Ruston, all the good people down in South Louisiana. You know, they do have some isolated flooding issues where pumps have not worked or something has gone wrong, and they're fighting that as we speak, too. So a multi-tentacled problem with this tropical storm Harvey. He has not been kind to Texas or Louisiana in any form or fashion.
Well, and the refinery area of Texas down there, Orange, Beaumont, all the way back to Houston, those guys hit very, very hard. Louisiana refineries, did we fare pretty well, and does that set us up maybe to do some good here over the next few weeks?
It does. We, you know, so far we have fared okay in our refineries. As you saw in Texas this morning, they had a explosion in a chemical plant. That wasn't a refinery, but it was a chemical plant. So, you know, whenever you have water and electricity in any form or fashion, it's never a good mixture. You know, you will see, unfortunately, I think, very shortly, gas prices go up, probably between 30 and 40 cents a gallon, because we can't get the gas moved up from those areas in Texas and Louisiana. So, you know, we'll see what happens on the gas issue.
All right, Congressman, let's turn to good stuff. What are some of the good things happening right now in North Louisiana? Well, in all of Louisiana and your district.
And, you know, the best thing that's happening right now is you see once again how giving and how supportive our fellow citizens of Louisiana are when others are less fortunate with these disasters. We always step up to the table. We help our neighbors, we help our friends, we help our state neighbors, whatever it takes, you know, we go. If the call goes out, I can't say enough times that I say it often in D.C., how proud I am to be a Louisianian simply because of the people and the culture that I live and grew up with. So, with this hurricane and now tropical depression and a tropical storm, I'm just proud that the good people of Louisiana will take care of their brothers and sisters in harm's way.
I posted an article yesterday on our Facebook and Twitter, and it said, when things go bad, you need an outdoorsman to come in because
right. Well,
they're used to it.
That's right. In Louisiana, that's what we all are. We grew up in basically an outdoor culture and an outdoor doing outdoor activities. And, and that does matter. I've always tell my people in D.C., well, you need to raise your children in the country if you can, because they learn skills that you will never learn in the large cities.
All right, Congressman, out of time for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope everything's going well for you guys, and we hope we can you guys can help get aid to everybody who needs it if we have to approve some stuff for Louisiana and Texas.
Yeah, tell everybody to go on my website, abraham.house.gov, if they want to give supplies and how to help. We've got a website up. They can go to abraham.house.gov.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you for being with us today, Congressman Ralph Abraham, joining us, and you can find out more about that on our website, kedm.org.